Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We celebrated International Women's Day today, and we found out what you're doing with your me time.
Yeah, because a lot of us, our only me time is in the shower.
That's right.
Leave me alone.
That's right. We also found out that when you go in for surgery, often they're playing very weird, odd, and surprising music. Another One Bites the Dust does not belong in here during my heart surgery.
It does not, but in a twist of fun, The Space Between by Dave Matthews Band and the bridge incident. Yeah.
It all comes together during your colonoscopy.
Ooh.
That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
What do you do with your me time? 847, I hit the sauna. According to a recent survey, 52% of women say their only me time is in the shower. But here we have an 847 hitting the sauna. 312, if I have me time, I'm binging my favorite TV series or I just read. Mm. Katie says, I crochet and I watch Netflix. I haven't played crochet in a long time. Oh, croquette.
Yeah.
Yeah. I cut the grass. I find it very therapeutic, says a 219. I also find it therapeutic. That's interesting. Take a relaxing bath, 773 with a bubble emoji. 847, I take the dog for a walk. I don't know if that's a euphemism, but even if it is, good for you. It's great. Whatever it takes. 708, another one. I practice my bongos. Again, I don't know if you're just sneaking these jokes in or not. It's hard to say.
You do what you want. Yeah.
Right, this one's very clear. 708, one word. Pornhub, one word. That's clear what they're doing. No questions there. I go to the bathroom at work, and I shop on Amazon any chance I can get. 630. I like that. Take a nap. Yeah, I mean, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
I'll listen to some nice, relaxing music, says Lauren. I use my me time for trash TV like Love is Blind and 90 Days Fiancé. Okay. I'll grab a cold beer and I play fetch with the dog in the backyard. And finally, 773, if I'm having a me party, you better believe that I'm lighting up a fresh stogie smoking a cigar.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
You have a unique middle name. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great, man. Your son has a unique middle name. What's your son's middle name?
Well, our last name is Sauer. So when we had our son 3 years ago, I was trying to talk my wife into letting me name him Stone. But instead, she said we'd have to make it his middle name. So he is Everett Stone Sauer.
Come on!
That's amazing.
Stone comes back this morning. Everett Stone Sauer.
Mm.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That is
a
solid
name. Right?
Yeah, the Stone Sour. Yeah, the Amaretto Stone Sour.
Also a offshoot of the band Slipknot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a yes.
Yeah.
It was a 90s like side early 2000s.
Project. Yeah. Yeah. Side project.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Julia. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing very well. What is your son's first name?
His first name is just Lucas.
Lucas. And what is your son's middle name?
Thor, like the god of thunder.
Thor.
Yes.
This is Lucas Thor?
Yes.
Does your son have flowing blonde locks?
No, he does not, unfortunately.
Oh, man. How old is Thor?
If only. He is 7 and a half.
Does he go by Thor, like with some friends, or is he quick to tell people? Is he very proud of the fact that his middle name is Thor?
So he just started getting into Marvel, so he's very excited about it now. But my dad loves calling him Thor, so he goes by it with my dad.
That's amazing. So we've got a Thor out there. Unique middle names on Middle Name Pride Day. Rosanna, good morning.
Good morning. I love you guys.
We'll love you right back. Love your name. Your name, Rosanna.
Thank you.
Now, may I ask, whose middle name is this? Is it your middle name?
This is my maiden name, and then it turned into my middle name.
Okay, got it. And what is that name?
Yeah. Morellis.
Morellis. Oh, that's kind of cool. So you took your last name and it became your middle name.
Correct. And so my last name, it's a Mexican tradition. I'm half Mexican. So my sister also, her middle name, once she got married, turned into Morellis.
Oh, I didn't know that. So did you have a middle name prior to marriage?
Nope, none. Me and my sisters, none of us got middle names.
Oh, okay. So I'll take Padre Medic as my middle name.
Yeah.
If I shall ever marry.
Yeah. Don't marry someone with a P last name, though, because then you'll be VPP.
VPP. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, it's kind of French, though.
It's kind of French.
VPP. It's kind of nice. It has a little bit of poetry to it. That's nice. Hi, Matthew. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Love you guys.
Love you right back. This is your middle name, Matthew.
Yes, it is.
It's Nikki's favorite place. What is your math name? What's your middle name, Matthew?
It's actually a family tradition. It's Barr, B-A-R-R.
Boom. Barr. And is it a family name, or do they just love drinking?
No, it is a family name. My actual legal name is Matthew Barr Dwar the 30th.
The 30th?
Wait, your last name is Dwar?
Dwar, like the scotch.
Oh,
it's classic.
Dwar.
Wow. The 30th.
Yeah.
Now, does that become a problem when you go to file taxes and stuff? They're like, oh, God, this is the 30th guy.
Yes, the first male offspring in my family for 30 generations have been named the same name, Matthew Barr.
And do you have a son?
I do have a son, and that's where the tradition stops.
Wow! So you're the last one.
You can't do that. You cannot do that.
The last of his name, like Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. A curse upon your house.
Last call on the bar, man.
Matthew. What did you name your son?
My son's name is Tyler Matthew. So we kept my first name. The problem is just like what you mentioned, I had so many legal problems growing up when I tried to buy a house, when I had taxes.
You already own 29 houses. What are you talking about?
Exactly. So my grandmother, she did not like it. She didn't talk to me for almost 10 years.
Yeah, wow. I'm sorry.
My goodness. They held on to that thing for 30 generations. That's wild.
But to be the one that stops it, that's a lot. Yeah, that takes some cojones.
It does. I will say, Tyler Matthew does sound like a Disney star, though. Mm-hmm. So
it does.
Good luck to him.
Bars closed, baby.
That's it. Sorry. Hi, Kim. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing really well. I've never heard this middle name. It's your daughter's middle name. What is it?
Dagny.
Dagny. Now, what's her first name?
Lily.
Lily Dagny. Ooh. Again, Hollywood star.
Yeah.
Like you'd buy ticket. Oh, Lily Dagny nominated for the Oscar again. You know what I mean? How did you guys come to Dagny?
She doesn't love it.
She doesn't love it. Okay.
Here we go. Kids are like that, you know.
Why doesn't she love it?
Well, I don't necessarily love it either. Her dad insisted because it was his favorite character from his favorite book, Atlas Shrugged, Dagny Taggart. And I don't know. He made me do it. So that's her name, her middle name.
Not resentful at all.
Not at all. No. Dag nabbit.
Right. Yeah, that was the last decision he made, though. So yeah, he used all his chips.
Yeah, it's fine. He's good. He's fine. And hi, Danixa?
Yes.
Already a cool name. Where'd your first name come from?
My mom has a cousin, and her name was Nitsa, and she liked the name Danielle. So she just mixed those two together.
Okay. And I'm pronouncing it right. Danixa?
Yeah, you did it well.
Okay,
Thank you.
Well. And what's your middle name?
Lise.
Danixa Lise. I'd buy that album.
Yeah.
We got a new one coming up. Mixed New Music Club from Danixa Lise. Come on.
Like lease as in like sign this lease?
No, L-Y-S.
L-Y-S.
Lease, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And legal, do you mind sharing your last name? You're not wanted or anything, right?
I'm not wanted, no. My maiden name is Alvarado. So Danixa Lise Alvarado.
You're the coolest name on the planet. Say it all again one more time.
Danixa Lise
Alvarado. Now, imagine that being said in a very angry tone by a very Puerto Rican mother.
Yeah. I always do. That's my dream. Yeah. That's my dream. It's so weird you bring it up.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Harrison Ford says he rolled in for his colonoscopy and the surgeon cranked up the Indiana Jones theme. Well, what did they play when you went in for surgery? Nikki rolled in for her colonoscopy and the doctors were just having a little bit of fun and they cranked up The Space Between by David Matthews and his band.
The humor was not lost on me.
They knew it. They were trying to lighten the mood a little bit, it seems like. You know, lighten your load, if you will. What music was playing when you went in for surgery? Good morning, Marielle. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Now, this happened to your daughter. Your daughter went in for an operation?
Yeah, she went in for a colonoscopy. She's in middle school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was a little scary, but everything turned out okay. But when she came out after, she was waking up from the anesthesia, and she was asking where Rihanna was. And
what?
I was like, what are you talking about? She said, Rihanna was my nurse. And later we found out that the song Shut Up and Drive.
Oh, sure.
Okay. We put the pieces together. It was very funny.
It all made sense. They rolled her in. They're like, all right, here's what we're doing.
This is a rocking song.
Yeah, all right, let's get this thing quick. Let's get in here. Let's get it done. We're not going to find any problems. We're going to clear this thing out. We're going to go. Let's go. That's what they did. Cranked up the Rihanna during the old colonoscopy. Hey, good morning, Janine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Janine, you're an X-ray tech. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and what music would be playing while you guys were in the operating room?
Every kind of mix you could imagine. We have Spanish opera, Dave Matthews, but my favorite one, surgeon was blasting the aerobic tape version, so a very fast version of Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive by
Dead
like
or Alive.
By Bon Jovi? Like Wanted Dead or Alive?
No, Dead or Alive. You know the band Dead or Alive?
Like You Spin Me Right Round, Baby, Right Round Like a Record.
Yes, but the aerobic version, so it was even faster, was great.
I don't know that I want to get to either You Spin Me Right Round. I'm like, oh, don't spin me around and get confused on what leg to pick. Hang on a second. All right, so that would happen. They'd be in there cranked up some aerobics. All right, that's kind of interesting. Elaine, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Chris?
We're doing really well. Elaine, what music was playing when you were in there for surgery on your knee?
Yeah, I talked to you guys before I had my surgery. They played
Oh, that's
wild
night. You were going to have the knee surgery. It all went well?
Yes, it went well. I have a nice, beautiful 8-inch scar.
Hey, come on. It's a great story. And what music was playing when you went in?
One Wild Night.
By Bon Jovi, because now with those two knees, you can go and enjoy one. They needed to rock. You know what I'm saying?
Because
it was a knee surgery.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Ryan Gosling revealed that after using all of the spray tan and bronzer, he ruined his bed sheets during the filming of Barbie. How did you ruin your bed sheets? Hi, Debbie. Good morning.
Hi.
Ruined the old bed sheets. What happened?
My husband's story, but when he was in third grade, he filled an empty water bottle with WD-40 and then would light it, and then he would push the bottle so fire would shoot up, and it ended up getting out. He was on his bed when he did it, it ended up burning his, not only his mattress, but his bed, too.
You say he's a Rhodes Scholar now, huh?
He's doing great for himself.
Yeah.
So.
Does he work in fire?
No, he does not.
Oh, okay, good. Does he work in bedding?
He does not.
Okay, good. So your husband used to fill a bottle with WD-40, light the top of it, and then make a little flamethrower out of it, and he burned his bed sheets. You got to love boys.
That's one I didn't expect.
Yeah,
I
will say. Again.
Spilled some Capri Sun.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
I made a Molotov cocktail or whatever accidentally in my bed.
I was trying to commit my light arson.
They're great. Like, oh, my God.
630 texted, my husband, his toenails are so sharp, it drives me crazy. I call them raptor toes. He has shredded multiple sets of bed sheets with his feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Be careful.
Up.
Yeah.
Ruining the old bed sheets.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
So the Academy Awards start at 6 p.m. this year. They've got them slated from 6 to 9 p.m. Whip just grabbed the remote control for the TV in his studio to set the old DVR.
I just want to see
TiVo
how they
locked and loaded.
What is that noise?
Yeah. Right. I'm looking to see if it's some kind of pregame or any of that stuff at 4 o'clock.
It's got to start at like 3 o'clock.
Right.
On the E! Network, they're going to have some new people we don't know, influencers from someplace.
Right, right.
They're going to judge people's outfits.
At noon. At 4. Noon. I mean, this is going to be going all on right. all day.
Will Margot Robbie wear pink? We're going to find out very shortly.
The Oscars happening on Sunday. What I'd like to do now, the Morning Mix team, Chris, Nikki, Whip, Violetta, we're going to lock in our picks. And on Monday, we will review our picks, and whomever has the most right will get a $10 Dunkin' gift card.
What?
Oh.
Okay.
Wow, there's actually something on the line?
That's as long as I remember to take it out of my car. But it's in the car, and I'll bring it upstairs, and we're putting something on the line. $10 to Dunkin'.
Did you ask Amy if this is okay?
It's my gift card.
Okay. Are you doing what you
That's
want,
right.
my man?
I'm going to re-gift it to you guys. So, we're going to go over 4 categories.
I need to see
That's
them.
That's what I'm saying.
I need to see them laid out so I can really make my serious pick.
We're going to just do these 4 categories. Best director, best actor, best actress, best picture. Okay? That's how we're going to do this. And I guess with an even number, we risk a tie. But we'll each have $5 to Dunkin' then. Let's start with best director. Best director. You have 5 options. The Zone of Interests, Jonathan Glazer. Poor Things, Yorgos Lanthimos. By the way, Nikki, Poor Things now on Hulu as of yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was not happening, but it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan. Killers of the Flower Moon, newcomer Martin Scorsese. And from Anatomy of a Fall, Justine Triet. Nikki.
Who you got?
No, Christopher Nolan.
Okay, so Nikki Nolan. Got it. Whip.
I really want to win, by the way.
I know you.
Thank you.
Did you just get the pre-taped answers handed to you?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes. I am going to go with Christopher Nolan also.
Okay.
Chris.
Wow.
Violetta?
Well, since he has the answers, I too will go with Christopher Nolan.
Man, we're down to 250 each now.
Clean sweep. We're all going Christopher Nolan. I'm excited because it would be his first Oscar for directing.
Oh, really?
Great. So, I think it's even more likely.
Right?
Then. Yes.
Now we go to Best Actor. Your nominees are Bradley Cooper in Maestro.
Oh.
Okay. We also have Colman Domingo from Rustin. Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers. Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer. And Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction. Nicole.
Baby-faced Cillian Murphy.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Whip.
I have to agree.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm sorry.
Violetta?
I'm going Paul Giamatti.
Really?
Because I want to see him at In-N-Out Burger.
Okay, watch out. Yeah, 100%. He did that after the Golden Globes, right? Yeah. Or the Emmys?
Somewhere.
One of them. I'm also going to go with Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. All right. So that's a chance for V to get an actual point, because the rest of us are all locked and loaded right now. We're all in lockstep. We're going to have to add a 5th category that allows us to have some variety. But that's
tiebreaker. Okay.
Today's variety. This one might do it for us. Best Actress... On International Women's Day, will it be Annette Bening for Naiad, Lily Gladstone of Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan of Maestro, or Emma Stone, Poor Things? Nikki.
This category, so I've only seen one of these performances, so it's pretty tough, but I'm going to go with Lily Gladstone.
Lily Gladstone says, Nikki, whip.
I would bet anything it's going to be Lily Gladstone.
I don't know who that is, so I'm going to Emma Stone because I like her meme eating chicken pot pie.
Okay. I'm also going to go Emma Stone. So that's V and I locked and loaded and you two locked and loaded.
We are the
winners and you guys are also here.
Stone is going to be in the name. We know that much.
Ain't that the truth? Gladstone?
Yeah.
Or just
regular Stone?
Stone.
Yes. Not that Gladstone.
Or they'll throw a mulligan.
And they're going to be stoned.
That's probably true.
You're welcome.
Solid work, Nikki. Solid work. She came to play today, Swan. She came to play today. And your best picture nominees. Will it be, in alphabetical order, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. There were only two more movies released in 2023. So there we go.
If they could have gotten Kung
literally.
Fu Panda.
Been a Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, man, if only they could have squeaked it in.
They pushed it back for next year.
Right? Nikki.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. Whip.
All right. In the interest of, I think there's a 1% chance, and it makes this a little more fun, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay. Violetta?
Can you go next?
Yeah, I'm going to go Oppenheimer.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go Oppenheimer.
Okay. She's going Oppenheimer as well. You know what we should do? Just real quick, let's fire off best song.
Oh.
Because, you know, we're the mix, and here we are.
I like songs.
We're going to do original song. The nominees are The Fire Inside from the Flamin' Hot movie. When we interviewed Eva Longoria, who directed that, by the way. That's the Flamin' Hot movie is called The Fire Inside. I'm Just Ken from Barbie. It Never Went Away from American Symphony. That's John Batiste. That's the documentary about he and his wife. Juarez, which is a song for my people. That's from Killers of the Flower Moon. And What Was I Made For from Barbie, Nikki.
I'm going with John Batiste because I like him.
It Never Went Away.
Yeah.
What Was I Made For?
Okay.
I'm Just Ken.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I like this.
You're going... Oh, sorry. So Violetta's I'm Just Ken. I'm actually writing these ones down. The other ones I just... You know. And Whip, you said what? I'm sorry. What was I made for?
I made for? Yeah.
I'm going to also go with What Was I Made For. Okay, look at that.
Can I change my Best Picture answer?
Of course.
Has the test been submitted?
No, we've not locked it yet.
I want to go with the Paul Giamatti movie. What's that one?
The Holdovers.
The Holdovers.
Mm-hmm. All right. We are locked and we are loaded, rarely bloated, but we are ready to go. So, fingers crossed, this is what will happen over the weekend. Come Monday morning, at this time, we'll review our answers, and one of us will go home with a $10 Dunkin' gift card.
Testing 1-2, 1-2.
Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on The Morning Mix.
Yes, and in honor of International Women's Day, we are doing an all-women-focused sound check today.
Let's go!
And we have plenty to talk about, and we're going to start it with Beyonce, because she called it...
Who run the world?
Yes, they do.
We've nailed that.
Thank God. Awesome. We did make that shot. Okay, so listen. So they run the box office. And when I say they, I mean Beyonce and Taylor. So AMC has literally come out and said the increased revenue is literally all, is their quote from AMC Movies, from Taylor Swift and Beyonce's concert films. So
not the Dune popcorn bucket. I'm shocked.
It was close. Close number three there. But so the CEO, they went to say, to that end, our praise for Taylor Swift and Beyonce, Knowles Carter, has no limit. We offer our boundless thanks to these two world-class artists for entrusting AMC and saving our business. They didn't say that, but they were thinking to collaborate with them as to their theatrical exhibition of their two masterpiece creations.
Love it.
So how cool is that? Literally, you know, I think it was like 11% bump in movies from these two concert films for the entire year.
A few years ago, Tom Cruise saved the movies and Taylor and Beyonce said, hold our beers.
They did. Mm-hmm. They did.
Maverick.
Awesome. And then SZA, another great artist, great performer. It's pretty cool what she did here. She replaced herself. So she was number one on Billboard's Hot R&B song chart with her song Snooze. And she was like, cool, here's my new one, Saturn. So she did that. So I always love when that happens, when you replace your old number one with a new number one. And she just keeps on climbing up all of those. And Ariana Grande, she is going to be in Wicked.
That's
again,
right.
This is something I feel like we've been talking about for 7 years.
We have.
And it's not out till November. Like, really? It's crazy. Anyway.
What are we going to do between now and then?
I know. November 27th, she's going to be Glinda. And I didn't realize it was a two-part film version.
I didn't know they were doing that either.
So look forward to that. I thought it was just one, but it's two-part film
hope
version.
That part one goes well.
Well, it's like they're going to make us wait this long and then wait
longer.
What, you
right,
know.
Yeah.
But she didn't make us wait for her seventh studio album, Eternal Sunshine. So we played, what was it? Next and or
yes,
Thanks
and.
Yes and. Yes. There we go. And then a new one that's been raising their hand. It's called We Can't Be Friends. So they released the entire thing yesterday. It was one of those like midnight, 11 p.m.
Right.
Last night
here
today
it is.
Things.
Good luck. Okay.
This is the one people are talking about most. So we wanted to give a spin because Ariana, another queen in her own right.
It's Mixmaster V and her mixology. Cocktails for you and me. Please join us.
Live in the Mix studios with Violetta.
Yes, we are cheersing International Women's Day today. All the lovely ladies in our life and all the wonderful things that they do. Their strength.
Yeah.
Their creativity.
I'm so smart.
And they're amazingness all around.
This
so
is like we were at Improv 101 at I.O.
Yeah.
That's your word.
Yes.
You make a noise. Okay, Whip. Be scared.
I thought you were going to give me another adjective, not demonstrate the word.
This is how you know the show is live. Yeah,
it is lovely.
This is where Violetta's miming skills come into play. You just can't hear it.
100%.
Give me an A.
So we are celebrating all the women in our lives, whether that's a mom, a sister, an aunt, a cousin, whoever it is, the lady at the library. We are celebrating you. And so is Hard Rock Cafe. So all the Hard Rock Cafes are celebrating International Women's Month, actually.
Oh, wow.
And some of their proceeds are benefiting some amazing organizations that help women, like Women Who Rock, Global Gift Foundation, and Maggie Women's Foundation. So all of those, they're kind of like helping us out here. They gave me all the ingredients for one of their drinks. So
look,
today we are going to be making a Run the World, which is a cocktail that includes gin, some guava, some lemon juice, egg whites, Pinot Noir, and then you top it off with some filthy cherries, they call them.
The only thing that's making me a little nervous, to be honest, is that the folks at Hard Rock Cafe have helped Violetta measure out exactly right the ingredients. And Violetta generally just does like the V pour, where she kind of looks at it.
They're like, don't mess up our drink.
Do not. This is ours.
Like, this is how you make this drink, and this is how you will serve this drink. So you can go try this, make it yourself, or go to Hard Rock, and they're going to be raising money for some incredible organizations. I'm going to start mixing this up. We'll see how it turns out. You serve it up in a coupe glass, and Whip has some fun history for us.
And he drives a coupe. What are the odds?
This is a holiday celebrated annual on March 8th around the world. First one was in New York City on February 28th, so not this day, but the fourth Women's Day, was back in 1909 in New York, and soon it took off around the world. And here are some examples of what they do in various countries. In Italy, the traditional gift for International Women's Day is mimosa flowers with Italian florists selling around the 13 million sprigs of the bright yellow flower on the day each year.
But I think you could also have the cocktail.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, okay, they're loose with it.
Sure. In Poland, men give women flowers, mainly tulips, carnations, and roses, as well as small gifts like chocolates or cosmetics. In schools, universities, and workplaces, meetings and events are organized to recognize the achievements and contributions of the ladies. And finally, in Bulgaria, Serbia, Romania, Croatia, Montenegro, Bosnia, and Herzegovina, and most of the Balkans, men give flowers and presents to the women in their lives. Mothers, grandmas, daughters, sisters, wives, girlfriends, colleagues, you know who they are.
Everyone.
They take them to fancy restaurants, and they do things to make them feel special, all with the color red as the backdrop. And here we wear the color purple, so you could do that. Or see the movie. And that's my story.
The color purple.
Yes.
All very good.
Yes.
All very good, and all because... That's right.
Who runs the world?
They run this mother. Yeah. Can't say the rest of that.
So we are mixing up the Run the World drink right here. I'm going to pass it out to you guys.
I think this matches my sweatshirt.
So pretty. And I just want to say, Violetta, nice job on the egg whites. Because egg whites, as you know, one of my favorite cocktail ingredients. And if you do it right, it makes this nice little foam on top that you did.
Plus, the nice thing is we're getting that protein in.
Right?
You know what I mean?
I know.
And I love how it layers. It layers like with the purple.
Well, exactly. Great. Because you put the Pinot Noir in last so that it doesn't mix with the rest of the drink. So here is a cocktail for the women in our lives. Cheers.
Let's go.
May we raise them. May we know them.
Yes.
And may we cheers to them right now.
This smells so good.
Seriously. Happy International Women's Day, everyone.
Hey, now.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Bye.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Luck be a lady tonight. Here we go.
It is so good, and it's very tart from the lemon juice freshly squeezed.
Yeah, it's adding some layers there.
Yeah, kind of like women, you know?
Exactly right.
A lot of layers.
And some of them tart. Some of them sweet.
If you want to make this cocktail yourself, we have filmed this whole thing. We're going to edit it right nice so that you can learn how to make this cocktail later today to celebrate. And, of course, you can go over to Hard Rock Cafe and order one. All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast.